It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Stocks are back on a wild ride, this time nosediving.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Less than an hour and a half of trading so far today, and the stock market has returned to sinking or swimming by big margins. Sinking right now, as I say. So first we should do the numbers. Dow is down about 4%, 445 points, 10,966. The NASDAQ is off 4.5%, same for the S&P 500, too. European shares are off big time right now. As a matter of fact, in Europe, the DAX, the German shares, are down 5.5%. Asian shares were lower as well. So what's making the market so crazy today? We got disappointing weekly jobless claims, bad housing news, worries about inflation, and a whole bunch of other below-expectation barometers. But those things aren't necessarily what are driving those markets into the tank this morning. So for more perspective on this, let's bring in our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon, who's manning the Marketplace Wild Swing Desk. Morning,
hey,
Bob. Yeah.
Good morning. Here we go again. There's a whole litany of bad news weighing on the market this morning. We're face-to-face with recessionary pressures again. But here's the real whammy on the markets this morning. Fresh worries over Europe's debt crisis. This morning, the Wall Street Journal headlined a story that the Federal Reserve has been pushing the U.S. operations of European banks to make sure they're keeping enough money in their vaults in the event of a crisis. Now, you could read that as the Fed heading off trouble, but yeah. This journal story led off talking about growing worry over a spillover into the U.S. banking system. And when I spoke to researcher Daniel Martin earlier this morning at Economist Intelligence Unit, he made it clear that kind of alarming talk is precisely what the markets didn't need.
A news story like this obviously isn't good, especially since it was banks that tended to be hardest hit by that crash last week.
And not only that, but wait, there's more. There are signs the Eurozone's bailout of Greece may be in some doubt this morning, and the market is just struggling under the weight of all this news.
What's happening in other financial markets this morning? Gold and treasuries, those other things?
Gold is back up to another record high, no surprise there,
yeah.
Just shy of $1,818 an ounce now. That's still below its inflation-adjusted peak from back in 1980, but it is still rising. The value of the safe haven dollar is up, and the price of treasuries, they're climbing. We spoke to Mesirow Financial's chief economist, Diane Swank, this morning, and she says the irony there is that downgrade of U.S. debt that touched off all the fear last week doesn't seem to be bothering investors now.
They're running to what they see as the safety, the clear safety of the U.S. Treasury market, kind of undermining what S&P did in terms of downgrading. In fact, we've seen that more people have sought the safety of the U.S. credit market, the U.S. Treasury market in particular, since S&P downgraded a few weeks ago.
In fact, Steve, the yield on the 10-year T-note has fallen this morning below 2% for the first time. Essentially, investors are telling Uncle Sam, take my money, please.
Well, all right. Marketplace's Bob Moon watching things here at our studio in Los Angeles. Bob, thanks.
Thanks.
As we said earlier, there was another drop in the number of people who bought pre-existing homes in July. The National Association of Realtors said today home sales fell 3.5% last month, and the pace of sales this year is lagging sales from last year. The latest housing data suggests the housing market is still in the dumps and having a hard time getting any firm footing. We have special coverage exploring the current state of the economy. It's called The Breakdown, Our Economy One Step at a Time. It's at marketplace.org, and you can hear more about what the stock market's doing later today on Marketplace with Kai Ryssdal.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation, supporting customer choice and clean, efficient energy sources and technologies, working with customers nationwide to create a sustainable energy future. Constellation.com. And by Allianz, insuring more than 80 million customers worldwide and providing retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
The number of people seeking first-time unemployment benefits rose slightly last week by 9,000 claims. We also got word from the government that the Consumer Price Index, a gauge of consumer inflation, was up 0.5% in July. Michelle Meyer is senior economist at Bank of America Merrill Lynch Global Research. She's with us now from New York to talk about that sort of latest economic data. Morning.
Good morning.
So the number of people filing for jobless benefits is now above that 400,000 mark again at 408,000. Why is that 400,000 threshold so important?
Important because it symbolizes that the labor market is healing very slowly. Typically, when you've passed that 400 level, at least in the past 10 years or so, it's suggestive that the unemployment rate can actually increase further.
The four-week average was down, though, and that's supposed to be a bit more reliable. Your assessment, if you will, of what the national unemployment picture looks like at the moment?
Still elevated. The unemployment rate stands just above 9%, and I think the risk is that it increases further from here. I don't expect to see a big spike further in unemployment, given that we're already at such high levels. But it's worrisome because demand is slowing in the economy, consumers are pulling back, the financial market has certainly been deteriorating. So there's a lot of downside risk to the economy right now, which hurts confidence and restrains hiring.
We also got these inflation numbers, Michelle, that showed we're paying a bit more for goods. Should a possible recession combined with inflation be a concern down the road?
It can, ultimately, if it's sustained. But in my view, the higher prices won't be able to persist in an environment where you have such high unemployment because consumers won't accept those higher prices.
They're just not going to buy.
And they're not going to buy, or they'll substitute away to other types of goods. And with wages remaining very low, it won't set into sentiment. So we're still very far from a wage price spiral, which is what you would need to get in order to see a stagflationary environment.
Michelle Meyer from Bank of America Merrill Lynch. Michelle, thanks.
Thank you.
We're going to check the stock market one more time. The Dow is now off about 4% across the board, about 443 points at 10,966. The NASDAQ off 4.5%, and the S&P 500 down about 4.25%, 50 points right now at 1,143. The latest numbers and, of course, the podcast, too, at our website, marketplace.org. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The national debt. It's a big, ugly number with a lot of zeros on the end. It's getting us into some trouble, too. So how do we feel about all that money we owe?
It's a necessary evil. It has to exist. It's what this country kind of runs on.
I'm Kai Ryssdal. Good debt, bad debt, next time on Marketplace. Today's business news and the numbers from Wall Street as well. It's from APM, American Public Media.
A confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.